Hello, my name is Ignacio B. Peña, and this is an excerpt from my story, Serves You Right. Two boys climb over the junk heap. Eddie clambers up with a thirst to see the city from atop the garbage. When he reaches the peak, he sets one leg higher than the other and raises his hand up to his forehead, claiming the pile of junk in his name. Home, sweet home. Ollie pulls out a fender sticking out and turns it over, looking for clean bits of copper, before tossing it down the slope. He looks up at the other boy. The heck you doing up there? Eddie keeps his eyes on the horizon, the sky all burnt orange. I'm surveying the land. See anything? Eddie squints at the flaring sun edging closer to the heads of distant buildings. They seem to shrink away from it as it presses further down. Nah, nothing, he answers. He stoops to pick up the plastic casing of a side view mirror and looks back up to the city. The garbage peak becomes a pitcher's mound, and a batter is swinging his bat low in the distance, giving Eddie the eye, cocky know-it-all. Eddie the pitcher winds up on one leg, ready to give that batter what's what, and as his body releases like a spinning coil, a baseball shoots out of his hand, faster than a bullet. The plastic casing floats from his hand in a gentle arc, landing just a few yards away. Eddie adjusts the blue handkerchief tied around his face. Stinks up here. Stinks everywhere, Ollie answers. Eddie hunches down and continues to scan around the distant city and then down to Ollie, though he looks like an ant down there. Ain't gonna get squashed by a big stomping foot. No sooner he thinks this than he feels unsettled and wishes his head would shut up. If he's an ant, you an ant too, he thinks. And now he imagines the both of them as bugs and he tells himself louder in his head still to shut up. Hey, Ollie. Yeah. What kind of bug would you be? Ollie keeps digging into the side of Garbage Mountain, pulling out a grimy-looking robot toy. He looks it over, staring at it for a bit before shoving it back into the pile. Eddie, why are you always asking stupid questions? I got my reasons. Some questions ain't got answers to them, says Ollie. Eddie looks at Ollie, crawling around the garbage down below like a roving black mark on the surface. Cockroach, then, he thinks. Eddie treads down soft plastic bags full of God knows what and stops to pull out a car radio wedged underneath an amputated bathroom sink. He turns the radio over until he sees the wiring and holds it out for Ollie to see. Maybe? Ollie looks up to Eddie and squints out from his brown handkerchief. Yeah, maybe the wiring or something. Dump it in the wagon. Eddie jumps and runs down the slope, his legs cycling fast, and he whoops and rushes past Ollie. He trips on a pipe and tumbles, clattering over garbage until he reaches the bottom of the junk pile. Ollie shakes his head and starts picking his way down to the wagon. A groan floats out from beneath Eddie's handkerchief as he picks himself up off the ground. Serves you right, stupid, says Ollie.